Hello, my lovely. Today I wanted to hit record. It's evening, I'm at home, and I'm like, I need to share some of these things that I've been keeping in my notebook to talk about on the podcast. I'm going to start with kind of the most recent discovery that I don't know where I've been, how I did not know about this. I just recorded a TikTok on it, and it is the idea of a pocket notebook. And did you know? I can't be the only one who didn't know that there's this beautiful name for a notebook called the commonplace notebook. And often the commonplace notebook is pocket size, although it can be other sizes too. And I am committed, I've actually started, I definitely committed a few days ago to starting this on January 1st, but after Christmas and back to normal routine, this feels like the perfect time to begin. I am committed to carrying my pocket notebook, my commonplace notebook, with me, and instead of putting thoughts in my phone, I'm going to write them down. With the exception of if an idea comes up on my walk, I will put it in my phone because I'm on my walk, it's winter. Mittens and all of the things. Also, I need glasses to see what I'm writing, and I don't wear them on my walk. So anytime an idea comes up, I have this commonplace notebook. Often people use the field guide 48-page notebooks, but you can use any small notebook that you want. I'm actually using one from my friend Michelle. It's from Rome. It's beautifully, or from Italy. It's beautiful. Did I just say it's beautifully? It's beautiful, and I'm going to use it for my first commonplace notebook. And I also want to make some of my own commonplace notebooks. So these will be small, but I also have on my desk a Rhodia? Is it Rhodia? I believe it's Rhodia, but that sounds wrong as I say it out loud. Yeah, Rhodia, soft cover, simple notebook. I love the Rhodia paper, so I have that sitting on my desk open. So what is a commonplace notebook? Honestly, it can be whatever you want, but it's a commonplace for you to, or for me, or for us, to put our ideas. And instead of grabbing for our phone, we write the ideas down. This could be quotes. This could be movie suggestions. This could be to-dos. This could be groceries. This could be whatever you want it to be. And there are no rules. You might find you create yourself some rules for it, but for me, what I'm committed to for today through to the end of January is simply using the commonplace pocket notebook and not having any structure at all. When something comes up, I write it down. If an idea comes out and I just want to sketch it out, I'm a terrible drawer, but if I want to sketch it out, I can. I am going to let this be the space for all the thought loops going round and round in my mind. And I have to say, there's quite a lot happening in my brain right now. Who am I kidding? There's always a lot happening in my brain. So, have you heard of the commonplace notebook? Might you try it? And what if, like many of the YouTubers say, it could change your life? What if a simple concept of a notebook to write things down as the ideas come up, as you need to get something out of your head, what if writing it down, physical pen to paper, could change everything? This is the claim that I'm hearing on YouTube. And it doesn't surprise me because writing has time after time changed my life. So I'm going to invite you to consider, why not, giving this a try. Let me know. You can send me a DM on Insta, hello@kimclausen.com through email. I'd love to hear, and let's see what this might bring. There's so many other things I want to share. I think I'm just going to do back-to-back short podcasts. I'm going to leave this here as the Commonplace Notebook Podcast. In fact, that has kind of a ring to it. Kim Klassen, the Commonplace Podcast. Have to think about that. All right, my lovely, we'll talk to you soon.